Good evening, everybody. It's your boy Joe Nathan, man, and I'm here to talk my ish. So let me talk my ish. What's poppin', people? Basically, I'm just here to talk about basketball and the debates of who's the greatest scorer ever, and you know the eras. And I'm just like, me myself, being a basketball player playing at a very high level, you know, not the highest level, but you know, overseas competition or NDPL, things of that nature. I just feel like I can, you know, and I had enough friends to back this up, and that's why I like to talk like this, because my friends are in this fraternity that we call basketball. You know what I'm saying? We're not fans. We don't look at it from a fan's perspective. It's more or less from a fan and a player and a former player type thing. You know what I'm saying? And it just kills me sometimes when I watch the guys on, you know, inside the NBA, or I watch T-Mac and Grant Hill and some of these guys give these guys all this props. Like, listen, bro. And T-Mac was a killer in his own right, you know. Jalen Rose, killer. You know what I'm saying? But I grew up in the era of Penny Hardaway, you know, T-Mac, Vince Carter, Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Guys like that. Stevie Franchise when he was a dog. Iverson. You know what I'm saying? So when you start telling me that guys like LeBron and Steph Curry and, you know, Harden are the best scorers, I kind of say in their era, they got to compete with each other. We can't say ever to none of that. Because if y'all remember, a lot of these dudes came in 4, 5, 6 years ago when the rules were a little different. Like, they had to tweak a lot of rules for these dudes to be successful, man. Like, they tweaked a whole lot of rules, man. Like these gather steps, these clear path fouls, no hand checking, flagrant 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know what I'm saying? All these things allow for these guys a free range of mobility. Now you can just sit out there and guys gotta actually try to beat you to a spot. You can't guard nobody like that. It's impossible. That's why back in the day there was hand checking. There was body-to-body contact. That's why guys like Derek Fisher, Avery, Coach Avery, and so Ron Artest were able to stay in the league for so long because they were so strong and they had quick feet. And they were allowed to put their hands on you, impede your progress, then catch up to you. If you could score one of those dudes on you, then you were an animal. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, as soon as they touch you, you just fake a shot. You throw up a shot, any kind of willy-nilly shot. It's you got fouled in the act. Back then, you just threw up a willy-nilly shot and looked like you was out of control and you couldn't create. You feel me? But let me stay on topic. Listen, this is why James Harden is a fantastic scorer. Steph Curry is a fantastic shooter. But would they be that in a different era? You know what I'm saying? And I'd say, I don't know. That's why we can't compare the two. But I can say that if you put anybody from the old era in this era, I think you can add 10 to 12 to 15 more points per night. Like how James is, how James Harden is putting up these gaudy numbers. I think Jordan would put up these kind of gaudy numbers if he was given 10 more free throws, and if you couldn't hand check him, or every time you were even remotely touching Jordan, he could just shoot the ball and would get an and one. You know what I'm saying? The level of physicality accounts for a lot. And you can just tell by the way these guys are coming into the league, the frames they have, their physical features are not that of the guys who came out the 80s and the 90s. You know what I'm saying? So it says to me the game has been watered down as far as physicality goes. Because when you got guys like Durant, You got guys like Brandon Ingram. You got guys got like Shai Alexander Gilchrist or whatever his name is. These guys who are lanky and wiry, and they are allowed to, in a sense, get off. You know what I'm saying? Like, get buckets. Like, there's no way that I could say Durant would probably be a good shooter, but he would be more or less like maybe a Tayshaun Prince or one of these tall guys that could just shoot. Because letting Durant get to the cup back in the day, they wasn't going to go down. He wasn't going to be able to get to the cup. It's just, and that's why guys like, you know, who's that? Darius Miles didn't make it long because they weren't able to get to the cup as much as they needed to because the level of physicality. You know what I'm saying? You got so many guys that should have been good back in the day, but because of the time that they came in, they weren't allowed to succeed because they weren't a big enough name. And the league was doing okay because they had big names that could score in the league at that time. You know what I'm saying? The league cannot afford for the big names to fail now. So what they did was tweak it so where the big names could score. Because if you remember, when Steph Curry came into the league, it was a little bit more physical, just a tad. And then Youngin kept, you know, breaking his foot or his ankle because they were pushing him around and he couldn't take it. You know what I'm saying? For the first three years, I say his ankles were all jacked up because of the level of physicality. And then they've totally took it out to where now he can yo-yo and play with the ball. You can't touch him or do anything. And now he's, you know, cooking Steph, Chef Steph. You know what I'm saying? And James Harden is out here cooking allowed 18 steps. Can you imagine if Kobe got more than the steps he was given? Can you imagine if Jordan got more than the steps he was given? T-Mac in his prime, Penny Hardaway in his prime. Like, we're not understanding what these four-step drives are doing. You know what I'm saying? What these five-step step-backs are doing. It's putting the defender at, oh my God, it's such a disadvantage. But for us to even talk about it like it's a fair thing to talk about, like greatest scorer ever. Now, we're talking about guys, Jordan averaged 35 for a season at when the league was most physical. And to do that as a two guard where you had to drive in and get pummeled by the big men. And when the guards were allowed to hand check you and ride you. You know what I'm saying? You had to concentrate on, with one hand, getting them the F off you. And then still being able to score. So that's like playing football. Like, look, think about it that way. How the cornerbacks are hand jostling before the ball gets to them. I mean, the wide receivers are hand jostling. And then they got to get that space at the end and then go get it. That's what Jordan had to do. Now these guys are allowed to push off without the defender even touching them. So this guy got to run next to your body, try not to touch you, and then you're still able to nudge him, push him, jump into his chest, and then you still might get called for it. So, like, me as a basketball player, I think it's much easier to score now than it was back then. I could probably, I know anybody who came up along with me that played with me, you know what I'm saying, could probably go to the league and score 10. And that's all you got to be able to do is score 10 as a guy, you know what I'm saying, as somebody who's getting, what, $15 million a year. You can score 10 and get 5 rebounds and you're good. Like, I think in my prime I can go to the league and hit 5 shots. I think I could do that. And that's not to knock or to toot my own horn or to knock the league right now, but it is to knock the league, really. But I'm just saying, so we got to stop talking about how these guys can score or can they score along with the Kobe's. Because if you give me, from the era that I was playing in, you give me 5 guys, and we don't even got to talk big guys. You can take the top 5 guys from right now, and I take the top 5 guys from my era. Then we mix up the league. We mix it up as well. We don't even got to mix it up. We can play by their rules today. I bet you my top 5 guys will outscore the top 5 guys that score in today's league. That's your Durant. That's your Steph Curry. That's your LeBron. That's your James Harden. and whoever else you want to throw in there. Because if you give me Jordan, you give me AI, you give me Kobe, you give me T-Mac in his prime, and then, I don't know, you could throw in a Ray Allen, you could throw in a Reggie Miller, you could throw in an Allen Houston, you could throw in a, you know what I'm saying, a Chris Jackson. You know what I'm saying? It's so many guys who could be that fifth guy that can score. You know what I'm saying? Steve Francis in his prime, Gilbert Arenas in his prime. You know what I'm saying? That fifth guy from my era, I guarantee you, will outscore these guys, man. You got to understand, it was a different game, and it's a different breed of animal. These guys are tissue soft. They talk about the art of drawing fouls. When that become an art? That's whack as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I'm ranting right now, but that's just what I'm talking about, man. Let's stop that debate, man. You can't compare eras. It's impossible because these dudes are soft. You got 7-foot guys who weigh 190. That's not going to go back then. You know what I'm saying? It won't. It just don't happen that way. You got guys like Brandon Ingram, you know, 6'9", 180. Come on, B. That's not going to go. You know what I'm saying? You got guys like Antetokounmpo can't hit a jump shot to save his life, so you keep letting him drive. That wouldn't go back then. It just wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? I think he would, if he played back then, he would probably average 15 points. These 30 and 40s and triple, no, fuck no. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's just been on my mind, and I'm just talking. So let me talk my ish, you know what I mean? But I thank y'all for listening, and if y'all got, you know, some feedback, let me know. I'm here for it.